Temporarily back to the old system, so I hope everybody hangs in there. Okay, so. Yesterday we were talking about a very important on page 52. Everyone who's out there, could you please mute yourself if you don't mind? A very important halacha about borrowing someone else's object of mitzvah. Our case specifically was about talis, but again, we talked about tefillin, and we also spoke about sidurim and maksorim, which would be an exception because we're scared they will get ripped, they'll get ruined. And we discussed all of that. Now, I don't know if I mentioned, I don't think I did, that the Aruch HaShulchan holds that, let's say you have, I don't know, maybe this is Mr. Magid's case, I don't know, that if you have tefillin or a talis, but it's, let's say in shul, but it's in a specific, it's in a hidden place, it's in a, it's just not out in the open. It's in a mutznak place, right? So then, I don't know exactly how I could give an example. Maybe in somebody's shtender, you know, some people have a shtender, or in the dragon over there, you know, like but maybe something less obvious, you know. That's so. Then he says, you can't use it. Can't use it without the permission of the owner. And he also wrote, if you just, the Aruch HaShulchan also holds that, let's say you don't want to, there's somebody say, like here, Kanayahar in the shul, we have a lot of people who have Svarim, right? Or, and so let's say, you see this happens when somebody has an interesting Sefer, so you want to open up and just take a peek. So it seemed from the Chabri, you can't do that because, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, just a peek. Now again, it's always the question of where is the line between a peek and, more than that. So, but again, he says something like that, you know, you just want to, oh, this is an interesting Sefer. So, you know, that he holds you could do. So even though the Ramah said that we're very careful when we're talking about paper things, Sidurims, Maxorim, things like that, because we're scared, you know, like one thing leads to another, you're going to sit down. Well, again, we can understand according to the Ramah, you know, you sit down and use it even for one tefillah, even for mincha. You know, you turn the pages, it's on the rip. But again, we can also understand, not that he needs my haskama, the Aruch HaShulchan, that if it's just, you know, just a quick peek, well, that's an interesting sefer. And just look at it very quickly, so that would be mutter. Okay, so let's go on to hey. Talis shel shutfim. Let's say you have a talis that's owned by partners, right? So again, right now we're talking about, excuse me, let's take a simple case, two Jews, right? I don't know, you can imagine, again, in the old days, maybe, you know, things were expensive, they were rare, you know, like I said many times, I think about this, you know, like somebody, you know, for us to get a talis, you know, like, Nainahara. But, you know, like, I don't know, if you live in some shtetl somewhere, you know, like, somebody's going to have to weave it for you, some woman's going to, you know, it was very hard. So, think about this, tefillin, right? Had to get repaired. I don't know. Not every little place had a sofa or that. You know, like, you go to a big city. I don't know. I don't know what they did. I think about that. So, again, so you have two guys, and maybe one guy still goes to 1 million, one goes to another, you know, so they share a talis. Right? They're partners. So, chayavas betzitzis. So, it's obligated. You have to put both of the, each of the partners have to. Make sure, ensure that there's tzitzis on it. Save al kanfei bigdeihem, right? Plural, right? Do you ever wonder about that? So again, shine the Torah Shabbat on that. Their plural, garments. So it's talking about a case of shutim, of partners. So the Mishnah Berurah makes a few very important points. First of all, we're talking about here that each person wants or is okay with the other person, the other partner, using it, right? Again, you all know how sometimes partnerships end up, unfortunately. So, but if one person is makpid, right, about the other person, right, they unfortunately got into a fight, doesn't want the other person to go out in it, to wear it, so then they can't make a bracha on it. Can't make a bracha on it. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says some, if the one person does make a bracha, he's over on lo sisa. Also, going back to the original point, the case that we're talking about is two yidden, right? Two men, Jewish males, who are who have this. But the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Zayin says that a talis that is owned by a goy and a Yisrael, right? Or a man and a woman, right? I don't know, a community property, I don't know, right? Whatever. So he brings from the Aratz HaChaim that it's chayiv and tzitzis, but you should not make a brach on it, right? So again, so that is another case. Okay? So very important. Good. So let's go on to Tesva, page 53. Now this is a very interesting halacha. I mean, all interesting halachim, but again, this is interesting because we get into concept and ideas here. Mutter lahatir tzitzios mitalazev litnam talazacher. You could take tzitzis off of one garment, one talus, let's use that term, and put it in on another talus. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this is even from a new talus to another new talus, and certainly kol shekein from an old talus into a new talus, and the Mishnah Berurah says even from a talus to a talus kata, right? From a talus gadol to a talus kata. Mishnah Berurah says for a very interesting reason, because shetalus gadol v'talus katan shovim, right? A talus, what we call talus, and talus katan are equal. So again, if I wanted to take the tzitzis off my talus, for whatever reason, and put it on my talus katan, that would be okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, but you shouldn't take off tzitzis from a gadol's talus and put them onto a person who's a minor, a katan. You shouldn't put on a minor's because his chiyuv, the person under bar mitzvah, is only midrabbanan. Okay? And again, he brings down a shayla about what happens. Could I take tzitzis off of a talus which is out of wool and put it on a talus of, let's say, cotton, some other thing, right? So we learned before that wool and linen garments are on a different level, right? Those are chayev. Those garments, those materials are chayev from the Torah. Okay, we learned before that we don't make tzitzis out of linen. Okay, so basically, let's say you wanted, right, people have that. You want to take tzitzis off of a woolen garment and put on a cotton garment. We have those. So that would be a shiloh. Okay, now, why? Well, let's go a little further and we'll see. But just to take tzitzis off of a talus, talus galut, talus katan, and put them and just use them for nothing, that you can't do. So again, let's see the Mishnah Brura Gimel to understand that what's going on, what's the undercurrent going on in this halacha about I can put tzitzis from this one to that one. I cannot do it in certain cases. What's the problem? So you probably figured, but it's interesting. So if you look at the Mishnah Brura Gimel, Beged Acher, lo, but, excuse me, did I say the right thing? Right, but to leave him not in a Beged, that you're not allowed to do. So Mishnah Brura says something very interesting, ki yesh iser, because it's also to do that. Take it off, let's say, and now don't forget we got a couple cases here. One is just to take him off, and just leave him off. One is would be the case we learned about before in the Mishnah Brura. Take him from a from your talus and put it on a 10-year-old's tzitzis, talus katan or whatever, right? Whatever the case may be, right? Why? Ki yesh iser shemevaza talus shel mitzvah b'china. Because you're degrading a talus for nothing, for no reason. Right? In other words, like, what are you doing? So it's a very, it's like a Musar idea. Im lo shenisbala hatalis as mota lahata atzisios b'chol gavne. So the Mishnah Brura says, unless, and I'm sure you were thinking about this case, if the talus, the garment, is worn. Right? If it's worn. Osheros l'machor l'nachi. Or another, this is going to be an interesting case, or you want to sell the garment, the fabric to a goy. Oh, lasos me'atalas beged shloyia arba kanafos mutalitlam. Or you're going to make the garment, you're going to snip off, now again, why you would do this, I don't know, but let's say you want to snip off the a corner, and make it a three, so it wouldn't require tzitzis anyways, for whatever reason. So then in all those cases, mutar litlan. So then you'd be allowed to take it off. Now look at this Mishnah Brura, look at this next case, because this is interesting. But if you want to sell the talis to a Jew, asur likach tzitziosav, you can't take the tzitzis off. Isn't this interesting? Even though the second Jew, the buyer, the Jewish buyer could put on his own tzitzis, right? Still, you cannot take off the tzitzis if you're selling it to a Jew. Look, let's take it a little further. Mishnah Brura says, "Umutal atzer atzitzis v'latay tzaktam." Yoser Naim Mishim Chidur Mitzvah. Oh, Kashem Yishonim Masirim Kedei Lechadsham O Shenivsak Chuk Echad. Or another case where you could take the tzitzis off is if you want to put on nicer tzitzis, right? So then I could take off the old tzitzis, even though the tzitzis might technically be okay, but I have nicer tzitzis to put on, so then I could take off the tzitzis. Or let's say they're old. And you want to put, or like, and you want to put on nicer ones, or let's say one, like he says, or one string snapped. So even though they're kosher, like we learned before, you know, it's only one side, and it's right, all those things we learned before. But you know, I want 8 full strings. You know, like I want something. You know, imagine that. Hopefully, a person feels that way. So then. So then you could take them off. Then you could take them off. Now let's finish the last part of the Mishnah Brura. Now again, the Mishnah Brura also says that some achronim say, let's say it's a case where you are allowed to take them off. Right? I want to put nicer tzitzis on. One of the strings snapped. So I want to, you know, whatever the case may be. Right, where you're allowed to. So then the Mishnah Brura says, some achronim say that you should untie them. And not just, right, not just snip them off. right? So again, keeping in with the concept of, you know, not to be mavaza, we're talking about not being mavaza the talis, but then, so here, really, the strings are okay. It's just, you know, like I want, really, they're okay. So, you know, but still, some maybe somebody else could use them. He quotes the famous Chazal. Chazal say, Lo yishpach adam mei baro v'acherim sirichim lahem, right? There's a concept that you shouldn't throw out water and the other people need it, right? You don't need it, but somebody else, you know, somebody, so you know, have a little respect for the mitzvah. But then he brings down the Chai Adam and says that if it would be a very big hassle to untie them, So then, wait, we're reconnecting, hold on a second. So then you would be allowed to cut them off because you're kivan shein osa derech hashkosa. Because you're not doing, is the internet working? Because you're not doing it in a destructive way. I don't want to put on new tzitzis, and it's going to take me forever, I'm tired. I'll put on new tzitzis, so then it would be mutter.
So you cut them off and you cut through the garment and then...
No, cutting at the loop.
Right.
Cutting at the loop.
Cut the loop to the edge of the garment and then take out the tzitzits.
Right.
Not cut the tzitzits.
No, I'm cutting the tzitzits. I'm cutting the tzitzits where it loops through. I'm cutting the tzitzits. Cutting the tzitzits so I could take off
the whole...
Here. Ain't violent.
So we cut...
Right? You cut over here. Constantly.
Right, and then you take the holes. You don't
right.
cut through the tzitzits.
I don't.
Recording in progress.
No, I cut the tzitzits.
Well, then you ruined it.
I know. So that's what he's saying.
Oh, so we're not talking about using them again.
You won't be able to use them around, but so the Chai Adam says it's okay because you're not doing it, you're just doing it so I could put the other ones on quicker.
But if you want to put them intact on another garment.
So then you have to unwrap them. But that's a big hassle.
You can't cut the garment and sew it back up or something.
Oh, we'll talk about that next time. Yeah, very good question. Hey, Ashkoch, everyone. Meretz Hashem next week.